Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we begin our study of Colossians chapter 2, verse 11, titled, The Circumcision Made Without Hands. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, please send those by email to bbfohio@protonmail.com or by U.S. Postal to P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio 43085. And now we begin our study of Colossians 2:11, titled, The Circumcision Made Without Hands. This is part one of two.
Colossians 2:11 is where we'll be if you want to open your Bible. Colossians 2:11, The Circumcision Made Without Hands. Whoop, hit the wrong button there, try it again. Current events update before we get into the book. First of all, I just want you to look at this. This is a page from a website called LifeSite News. And you'll see on this one page, you see two examples of the leftists trying to completely silence those who won't go along with their agenda. Right at the top, you'll see it says, Breaking, Twitter restores LifeSite account. Site's error. They shut down LifeSite News off of Twitter for no reason. And they didn't ever give a reason, but it's a fact. Twitter is censoring Christians and conservatives. And on that very same page, look at the bottom. Facebook blocks Gosnell ads. That's a movie. And Facebook will not let them run ads for this movie. They labeled it political speech. Gosnell is about an abortionist who killed children right up to the time of birth.
Yep. That's birth.
And he was tried and convicted in the state of Pennsylvania, I believe.
Yep. He killed them after they were born.
And he actually killed some when they were born. He would suffocate them and other things.
And he didn't just leave them to die. That's the thing. A lot of these states, you're allowed to let the child be born and then
Right. But the point of the banning by Facebook is because if this movie were to become a phenomenon, it would put the light on people like Sherrod Brown here in Ohio who support abortion right up to the time of birth. They support killing babies, and what the Bible says, love of money is the root of all evil. And that's why they do it. They're paid by the Planned Parenthood. I showed a screenshot on Facebook. Planned Parenthood loves Sherrod Brown. There's a reason for that. Because he's in their pocket and he's going to do everything. But he's, you know, Sherrod Brown is bad news. There's no reason why any sane American would vote for a man like Sherrod Brown whenever he says he wants to kill babies. He supports Sodom. God hates it. God destroyed Sodom. He is pro-socialism, pro-socialist health care. Everything that a Christian stands for, Sherrod Brown is against. And it's just amazing that Christians remain silent because Jesus is not Lord in their lives. Jesus is not Lord of their politics. Their wallet is. They serve mammon. That's why our country is in the shape it's in. And when you start voting what God's Word says, and by the way, there'll be some Republicans that won't get elected. It doesn't just, I'm not preaching party politics here.
Amen.
I'm saying that you should look at everybody. For example, if you have a Republican like, what's the name of the, I'm trying to think of the name of the, Christine Todd Whitman was one of them. I'm trying to think of some pro-choice Republicans. I wouldn't vote for her. You know, she believes in killing babies. She's pro-Sodom. Don't want anything to do with her. Doesn't have anything to do with the party. I'm talking about individual politicians. It's no different than who you choose to marry, who you choose as friends, even the business you work for. There's certain bit you shouldn't work for Planned Parenthood. Amen? You shouldn't work for,
Hustler magazine.
There's certain jobs you shouldn't work. There's certain politicians you shouldn't support. Certain people you shouldn't marry. There's it, and on and on and on it goes. Yeah, Johnny. That is true, but it doesn't help. Okay. People who I've shared that with say that, you know, they just refuse to see the comparison. Yeah. They pretend it's not the same thing. Because that baby was born, and it was a lot of times infants and toddlers, but it's no different. It's a baby. It's a baby. Well, see, that's the best argument for someone who cares about science, but liberals don't care about science. You have 2X, XX chromosome, but you can still call yourself a man. You know, the liberals today are anti-science. And that's why they want two men and two women to be able to adopt children. They can't have children together, so they want them to be able to adopt. They're anti-science. Janice? Yeah. Well, that's what we're talking about. They're anti-science.
What I'm saying, I said the one thing. I said, so why are they getting abortion if it's not a baby?
Right.
There's no reason to have abortion.
And that same person, if they wanted a child, at that very same moment, then they would call it a baby. But if they don't want a baby, suddenly it's a blob of tissue. Cuckoo. That's anti-science. If it's a baby when you want it, it's a baby when you don't. And that, but that's liberals, many of them, I believe, are of a reprobate mind. And others are on the borderline. We don't know which are which. But you cannot look me in the eye and say that's not a baby if you're not totally gone. Yeah, John? Yeah, that's going on in wrestling and basketball and volleyball. Men are competing as women, and then they win. Shock. Yeah, that's why people say it's mean to call them this, but they are. They're libtards. That's the word for it. You're mentally gone if you can say that a man should be able to call himself a woman and then compete as a woman.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane. Stupid.
Amen.
This is the point, though. Facebook and Twitter are run by pro-abortion, pro-Sodom, socialist, liberal Democrats.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you the facts. That is a fact. Dave? Yeah, they all do. The Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, the guys over Google, you know, all of them, they fund Democrat socialists.
I can't understand how.
Here's another fact. Just 7% of journalists are Republican.
Wow.
Better than 90%. Now, listen close about this. 93% of journalists are either Democrats or Green Party or Socialist Party or closet communists. 93%. I'm not going to get into all the graphs or anything, but that's just from Washington Post. This is a liberal newspaper telling you this. It's not. I didn't get some conservative. This is WashPo, and it's on our public page. I just don't like pretending, folks. I'm not going to live in your little pretend world if you want me to act like we have a free press in this country. We don't. Our press is controlled by liberal Democrats.
Yep.
The people who own them and the people who work at those places are liberal Democrats.
Yep.
And I'm here to tell you, we are going through in this country the same thing they went through in Germany in the 1930s before Adolf Hitler took over. And I'm not talking about Trump. I'm talking about Democrats. I'm talking about the Democrat Party is going to produce a wicked Antichrist in this country just like Adolf Hitler. I mean, they did. That's what Hillary was. Hillary was a baby-killing, sodomite-loving, socialist killer. And if she could put you in prison right now, she would. I won't live in that fantasy world. And our free press is run by pro-abortion, pro-Sodom, socialist, liberal Democrats. Not an opinion, fact. Fact.
Amen.
Now, what happens is, these kids go through the schools, then they become parents. And then they wake up to the realization that liberals think they own your children.
Yeah.
Liberals think that you have no right to teach your children. That you're to hand them over to the government, and the government's supposed to do it. And then sometimes they wake up. And when they wake up, they go to school board meetings. And this is the kind of thing that you find taking place in school boards all over the country right now. What has happened is she's one of millions of kids who were put through the public schools. And in the public schools, I'm going back to the 80s. I was told by a teacher that I wasn't allowed to discuss how I believed that abortion was wrong. You had to be pro-choice. Your children are being told they have to be liberals. Your children are being told they have to support Sodom. My daughter over here at Wilson Hills School was told by her teacher, when she told a child that being homosexual was a sin, the teacher told her she couldn't say that because it's okay to be gay. She was telling a kid under, I think she was in the third grade or second grade when that happened. First grade. Teacher telling a first grade kid.
She was older than that. She was not. She was, yeah,
third or fourth grade. Okay. Way, that's never appropriate, let alone for a third or fourth grader.
A 9-year-old.
Just amazing. But here's what they're producing. And they know it and they love it. They're doing it on purpose. They are producing these kind of people to vote. Let me start here.
So why are you guys protesting? Realism in Trump takes away our human rights and a lot of rights of people of color and women in this country, and we feel as if that's a disgrace to the United States.
And for Warren County, we think we're going to get us
now. Listen.
Voting for Afghans in Westmoreland.
So, what human rights has Trump taken away from you?
He's trying to take away the right
to any rights to women.
They have no idea. They, and if you talk to, I've talked to these liberals, and they'll make these claims about Trump, and I'll let them know. I said, first of all, you're making that claim against me, because I support everything he's doing right now. Now tell me, what right am I taking away from you? None. They can't name them. And they are producing, that's why I tell you, going around just saying vote. No. Stupid people shouldn't be voting.
Amen.
It has become a sacrament in the United States of America that it's just a wonderful, almost a divine thing to vote and to tell everybody to vote. Where? Show me where you got that nonsense. Constitution doesn't say that. The Bible doesn't say that. The Bible says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Ignorant people voting are killing this country.
Amen.
So, main thing I try to get you to understand is to stop believing what you're told.
Amen.
Most of what you're told these days is crap.
Amen.
If it's not from the Bible, then you should automatically put it on the questionable.
Amen.
And then, like we talked about, science. If it's not in the Bible, but it's science, then they better be able to prove it scientifically.
Yeah.
And otherwise, reject that.
Yeah.
The schools, you're just an animal, kids.
Right.
You're just an evolved animal. What do you expect them to act like? They're going to act like evolved animals.
Yeah.
They'll be breeding like dogs do out in the yard.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
They from I'm not going to name the school, but from my hometown, a school is in a big controversy now because the seventh graders went off on a field trip and the kids are being sexually assaulted. The girls are being sexually assaulted on the trip. I mean, you teach kids that they're just evolved animals, they're going to act like it. Amen? Think of this before we get into our text. Ephesians 5:14, wherefore he saith. Now, look close at this. Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. That's not talking about physically dead people. That's talking about people. He's writing a letter to these people. They're alive physically. It's spiritually and mentally coming awake. And that's what has to happen among Christians. Wake up. Right is still right. Wrong is still wrong. Now get a spine.
Amen.
All right. That got you warmed up a little bit before we get into our text, but let's get into a word of prayer and then we'll jump in here because it's related.
Amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for this gathering. We thank you for this book. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit, who is our guide and our teacher, the counselor. We pray that everyone here will be receptive to the word of God. And if anyone here or anyone watching online or hearing this message at any time, when they hear your word and rebel, show them that they have a satanic spirit. Show them that they are walking in the light of Lucifer and not in the light of your word. Help Christians to understand. Ours is a life of repentance and submission to your word and your will. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to look at what happens to us when we are saved and why there's such a difference between you crazy, nutty Christians and the world. That includes Laodicean Christians. Why is there a difference between you and that guy that you know or that gal you know who says they're a Christian but they think it's okay to murder babies? What is the difference between you and that guy or that gal who thinks it's okay to be gay? That thinks it's all right for men and men to marry and women to marry. Why? What happened to you? Why is there a difference? We're going to see the circumcision made without hands in Colossians 2, verse 11. Colossians chapter 2, verse 11. And this is a subject not discussed or understood in depth by most of the saints. Their preachers and teachers don't talk about it much. So you're going to get something here. A lot of you may never heard this. It's not because Greg's such a wonderful preacher. It's because we simply go verse by verse through the book and we don't skip nothing. All right, verse 11, read it with me. In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. And we'll continue next week with a connected thought. But this week, I want you to zero in on those words, ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. It's a spiritual circumcision.
Amen.
Spiritual. Think about that. How many of you have ever thought about the fact that if you're saved, you have been spiritually circumcised?
Amen.
You ever given that much thought?
Yeah.
Now, there is this thing, circumcision of the flesh. I thought it'd be funny this morning, asked by a show of hands how many men have been circumcised in the flesh, but I'm not going to ask you to do that. But Jewish men were physically circumcised. It's a blood covenant with God as a member of the nation of Israel. It didn't matter how old you were, but if you were born into a Jewish family on the eighth day, you'd be circumcised. How many of you knew that very few Jews in the Old Testament were circumcised on the eighth day? Did you know that? Up until Abraham and his family was the first ones. How old do you think Abraham when he was circumcised? He was an old man. And all of his male servants and children, I think Ishmael was 13. Now, this circumcision of the flesh is when they take the male organ and the flesh of the foreskin and they actually cut it off and it bleeds. It's a blood covenant. And you could not, I'm jumping ahead of myself, but every Jew is supposed to be circumcised. But how many of you know, when Moses was getting ready to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt, God was going to kill Gershom, his son, who at that time was not an 8-day old little boy. He was, I believe, a teenager at that time. And the angel of the Lord stood there ready to slay Gershom. And Zipporah, not Moses, who should have been the one to do it, Zipporah, his mom, grabs a sharp rock, yanks that boy, and circumcises him on the spot with a sharp rock. Through the foreskin at the feet of Moses, said, "Thou art a bloody husband unto me." Bloody. Blood covenant. Then when Moses led all those people out of Egypt, you know what happened? There was a mass circumcision of all the male adults. None of them were circumcised. And so they go out after the whole thing with, "Stand and see the salvation of the Lord," when, Moses, the water comes over and kills all the Egyptians, and then they go off into the wilderness, and one of the first things they did was a mass circumcision. Almost all the people were grown men. They had it done. Why? Because they hadn't been doing it. Then you go into the judges and into the kings. You'll see the same thing over and over. Not circumcising people the way they ought to. The men. Let's look at this real quick. Genesis 17. Genesis chapter 17. And this is the stuff that because people aren't taught, then they don't really know much about it. And then when they read the Bible, it seems a little boring to them because they don't really think about what they're reading. Genesis 17:7, God is picking a man to establish the nation of Israel with. picks Abraham. Verse 1 says, and when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make a covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. Then jump ahead to verse 7. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee and their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. The key word to understanding why, one major reason why God established his covenant with Israel by circumcising the male foreskin is the word seed. And it's funny that you come into church and it's like everybody walks into this little bubble. And it's like they try to pretend they don't live in the world they live in. And the fact is, sex, sperm, eggs, reproduction, and blood. That's about all your life is involved in. I mean, the first thing they do when you're born is pick you up and look between your legs. And they don't ask the baby, now do you feel like a boy? Would you like for us to leave it blank so you can choose later? They're wanting to start doing that. But up until recently, they looked, and if it was a boy, it was a boy. If it was a girl, it was a girl. And the rest of your life then, you were raised to be, let's talk about the boys here, you were raised to be a young man. You were raised, I didn't get to raise Charlie, but I came in time to go through a couple years of high school with him. And we'd have real good conversations every once in a while. But you know what? I would talk to him just like I did my girls. And I'd say, now, Charlie, the thing to think about is the fact one of these days you're going to want to get married. You're going to want to be able to provide for that wife. You're going to be able to provide for and take care of the kids that you may have, the puppies that you may have, whatever. See, that's how it used to be. Kids were raised to be a parent. And on rare occasions, they would choose not to once in a while, but they were raised and prepared if the day came. That's being perverted today. They're not even raising kids that way anymore. They're not even raising kids to think in terms of choosing a Christian spouse, because you're not supposed to be unequally yoked. And thinking ahead about how am I going to take care of this family. And the ladies, Mariah was, you know, at times treated like a freak, because she was interested in becoming a wife and a mother in a few years. And some of the people in her life acted like that was crazy. And I'd tell her, I said, they're crazy. You're normal. But in this day, normal is out. Now it's you're crazy if you're normal. It's just like Isaiah said, he called good evil and evil good. Put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And Stephen is enjoying the benefits of the fact that she didn't wait till they were married before she started thinking about these things. And I benefit from the fact that I married a woman who, in her first marriage, for her first husband passed away, she was already a good wife and a good mother. And then I married and I get the advantage of that. And so forth and so on. But just think about how much sense it makes that God would circumcise the male with a, if he wanted a blood covenant, instead of like, what do you do? We used to cut and tie our hands together and be blood brothers. Not a good idea, kids. Liable to get some disease you don't want. But...